The spirit is the same to me. I mean, improvisation is, or spontaneous playing has that sound about it. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas, I mean, the ideas around New York in the 40s, Charlie Parker's and Lenny's, between the two of them, you know, it was enough to nourish a lifetime of thought. And Lenny really takes Charlie Parker a step further. And then Lenny's idea was to have a band that could function as a unit. It's another thing. He was heavy on this matter of competence.
Yeah.
And functioning as a part of a unit.
Well, all of the lines, all of the, that whole idea of Lenny's music, and I still feel a little bit strange talking about it because of the different ideas have come through here now. As we've been here for a year and a half or so, and I've been trying to...
Oh, yeah.
I've really been trying to approach it in the right way, but still not having been there.
Now, the best way to think of Lenny is simply as a very well-informed musician. He went through a conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of all the musicians I met in the 40s, he was the most articulate in being able to use 20th century classical thinking for jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, Bird gets into it already. He gets into mixed meter, and he gets into polyrhythm, and he begins to get into polytonality.
Mm-hmm.
That was all happening. It's all already happened in classical music. It's where jazz has to go if it's going to grow any further up, I feel. And Lenny was already into that, man.
An interesting new light on it.
Let me add, Lenny's heart and soul with the jazz from Louis Armstrong through Roy Eldridge and Lester Young and Charlie Parker. I mean, that's where Lenny was coming from. He quit classical music because he got into jazz in Chicago. You know, it turned him around.
And Lenny, in turn, turned a lot of other people around.
Well, he has. He's made them stop and think, at least.